You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Okay, so yesterday morning there was a meeting between business leadership in South Africa and the government, and that's because business is a critically important social partner. It has to be part of the solution, like each and every single one of us as private citizens. And one of the business leaders that were present on behalf of Black Business Council is their president, Sandile Zungu. I haven't spoken to Sandile in ages, no stranger though to our platform. Sandile, good morning to you, and thanks so much for coming on the Eusebius McKayser Show.
Thank you so much, Eusebius, for having me. And it's always a pleasure talking to you.
The pleasure is ours, and critically important right now that we all show leadership in our respective roles in our society collectively, Sandile. And on that note, my first question to you, what was the tone and the attitude, before we get to particularities, in that meeting between the leaderships of business and government yesterday?
Well, the president summed it up very nicely at the beginning of the meeting, that the prognosis is not pleasant. The prognosis is gloomy. And that is as frank as it can be. Mm. We are faced with a situation where, if we are not careful, South Africa will describe our path as exactly the same as that of Italy. Hmm. And you know, we do not need to sugarcoat our reality. Hmm. Because we are dealing with people's lives here, and we need to tell South African people as frankly as we can that they have a responsibility, not just to themselves, but to posterity, that our path must be different to what it can be. And so what you correctly call social solidarity and physical distance is precisely what we have a responsibility to enforce. So as business, that is our priority, to tell our constituency, which includes people who work for us, that they must, in a commandist fashion, they must respect that, because how viruses and the pandemics like we're facing now thrive is when people are in physical contact with one another and they compromise each other's security and health. So we have to break that cycle. If we have to flatten the curve, a predictable curve of how pandemics spread, we have to maintain that physical distance, shut ourselves down in our own private homes, and allow those who have a responsibility to sanitize our public spaces to do that and to attend to those who are desperately sick. So you talk about the tone. That was the tone of our meeting.
That's fantastic, yeah. But then, you know, when I listen to each of the leaders, yourself, then giving a extemporaneous message of support on the steps yesterday before the president had to get on with the next item of the agenda for the day on his to-do list, I thought to myself, this is fantastic. And obviously as media and as active citizens, we need to give a thumbs up for that leadership and the coherence and the meeting of minds between you. However, we then need to cascade down one level, and we need to be far more precise and far more practical. What, in terms of the letter, came out of that discussion, Sandile? It's one thing to be on the same page about the urgency, not sugarcoating the crisis. We have the gift of time that Italy and places like Iran and places like China and the USA have given us in terms of seeing as comparative case studies what will happen if we don't do what we need to do. What were the actual concrete decisions taken or committed to, at least on the part of business, by way of what it can actually do in terms of particularities?
Well, let's talk about the need to ensure that sanitizers, for example, and some of the critically important health products are available when they are needed. We are made to believe that some of the key business players have committed to making sure that, for example, ethanol is available for the production of sanitizers. Ordinarily, that's a normal business decision. Mm-hmm. You allocate for export clients, you allocate based on the demand locally. But when it's an emergency like we're faced now, business has got to respond to what the country needs. That's an important conversion by business. If you look at the panic buying of toilet papers, someone has got to decide that we'll make toilet paper, grade paper available for those who want to produce toilet paper, so that the process of doom about the shortages don't really see that happening. Those are practical considerations. There are others, such as a need for solidarity. I mean, government has got limited resources to do what needs to be done for testing, for the PPE, like that is safety, the gloves and masks and all those things. So a fund may need to be created to augment those resources. Those are practical things. And at the level of assistance for small businesses, fund has been created by government. We need to make sure that SMEs, especially in the leisure hospital sector, who are already severely affected, restaurants, know that we care as South Africa, we care as business, and something ought to be done about them. And at various levels, things are being addressed to ensure that relief is provided to them on a short-term basis.
Last question, and I'll leave it here because you have to get on with your own day. And I want to speak to the banks in a short little while. There's a horrible tension, but tension is the wrong word because the two are interrelated, between the public health goal of preventing, containing and managing COVID-19 and making sure that the economy is not even worse off come spring or come Christmas. What discussions took place about scaffolding businesses on the one hand so that they don't collapse en masse, restaurants, small and medium enterprises, etc. And the flip side, but related to that, Sandile, to make sure that workers aren't laid off and become poor overnight, because in that scenario, heaven forbid, we have millions of South Africans who do not die, who don't go into ICU, but we have a gigantic social and economic crisis that gets us into democratic trouble anyway by September.
The truth of the matter, Eusebius, is even the best scenario planners will not have envisaged that this time in 2020, the year we're so looking forward to, will be faced with a pandemic of global proportions.
That's right.
You know, even Trump, who was taking all the credit for unemployment figures, which were very historically low, and economy growing the rate it was growing, now has to accept that the U.S. economy this quarter or next quarter or this year will contract quite significantly. South Africa is not immune to those realities. So there are not enough guarantees it can provide to anybody, whether it's businesses or it's the employed people. What we need to do is to cushion and to soften the blow. The reality is South Africa has got one of the best well-regulated banking banks in the world. And that provides some kind of a cushion for the South African economy. What needs to happen, for example, is that people must trust that those banks are well regulated. They have good balance sheets, and they will be always at all times available to provide savings to them, to allow them to get on with their lives as they should. And the sort of relief that the banks are already considering, such as giving a holiday to mortgage holders or creditors, is some of the short-term relief that must be welcomed. On an ongoing basis, companies are saying we'll have to slow down on production or shut down production, but we are retaining people in our books for the short term, but we cannot guarantee that within 3 months that will still be the situation.
Mm.
So we're charting into an unknown space and unknown territory, all that needs to be happening, that we need to be prepared for it.
Sandile, as always, fantastic chatting to you. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you.
Sandile Zungu is the president of the Black Business Council.